Tosfos, the second Tosfos on the Yomid, asks Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, "V'koyim miniachas yodei tachtel." The Kohen put his hands underneath the hands of the woman, and they did tenufa together. Ve'ein adover kiyur. Isn't that a dover mechur? Why was that okay? There's negia between the Kohen and this woman who's an Eishes Ish. So how is this possible? And the Yerushalmi says three terutzim. First terutz the Yerushalmi says is meniach mapa. They would bring a mapa. Meaning, so he wasn't literally touching her hands, but it'd be like a little tishtach in between her hand and his hand. And the Yerushalmi says, don't think that it's a chatzitza. It's really not a chatzitza. Second teretz, maybe koyin zaken. They would bring an older koyin. And being that he's an older koyin, so there's less of a chashash that it would come to hear her. V'chule. V'afilu toyma koyin yelet. And says the Yerushalmi that if you want, could be they would even bring a younger koyin. And it's not a problem. She'en yetzahara metzuyu l'sha. Because it happens so quickly, it happens so fleetingly. So based on that, you don't have to be worried that the Yetzahara is going to be shaylin. Incidentally, I saw in the Shar Mitzvah of Halacha from Shlomo Zalman Braun, his Mitzayin, his Halacha Sfarim that he wrote on Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, where he was Meichiach, different Halacha L'maisa when it comes to these inyanim of Negiya, through a glove or Lasha, based on this Yerushalmi, based on this Tosfos, Ayin Sham and Ayin in the Poskim. But just one Ha'ara before we go weiter. And that is, we've mentioned already a few times in the Alta recordings and the Naya recordings that there was a little bit of a discussion in the Poskim whether the Yetzahara is shoylet in the Makom HaMikdash or the Yetzahara is not shoylet in the Makom HaMikdash. It came up on Davav, it came up again Dav Ches when they would tear the clothing of the site, the Machlikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham, and we are Chayeshir or not Chayeshir, the Steer and Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham, etc., etc., etc. And in our raid bites, it's a Machlikis between Rumei Simcha and the Meshach Chachma and the Minchas a loser in the Heilige Minkat Ruf. What the Machlokes, Rmei Simcha in Meshech Achman, Parshas Kedoshim, seems to say that there was more of a chashash that the Yetzahara would be shoylin in the Makom HaMikdash. And the reason is because Yafa Torah in Derech Eretz, she yegia shneya meshkachas avoin. So when a person has Torah and he has Derech Eretz, so he has more of a haftocha that he's going to be protected from the chet. In the Makom HaMikdash, shneya Torah, there are no Derech Eretz, and as a result, it was a bigger concern. He said, that's pshat in the Bnei Eli, and that's pshat in the smichos. The Torah talks about znos, umal aradzim, and then it says, es shapsoi say tishmoiru umikdash ay tiro. Because you have to be more worried about znos on Shabbos, because there's no Derech Eretz on Shabbos, because you can't work, and you have to be more worried in the Beis HaMikdash, because again, in the Beis HaMikdash, all you had Torah, but you didn't have any derech eretz. That's sak for the shasa regla again, raid that we've spoken about so many times. The Michas HaLuzer in Chelik Gimel in Simin Chav Hei, so he was discussing what that Rizal said. That Rizal said that when a person would bring a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, so he would walk into the Beis HaMikdash and the Kohen would look at the Bala carbon, he would kick off Zan Shteren, and he would see where exactly this person was poigim in his neshama when he did his chet. The Kohen would determine that. Then he would be mechaven at the time that he did the avoidus. So like this, this person would end up getting his proper ticket. This is what that Rizal said. Said that Rizal, hotenach, that's all good. If a man was the one that was bringing a carbon, what if a woman was bringing a carbon? But the Kohen would look at the woman in her forehead. How could that be? So says that Rizal, what the man would do is, he would have the woman stand behind him. They would go to the kier. He would look at her through the reflection of the maris atzoifis, the mirrors of the kier. And that was the way that he would say it. So Michas HaLuzer brings this inyan from that Rizal. And the Michas HaLuzer says, Pasha, you learned that Rizal. It sounds like that Rizal saying there was a chashash that we don't want the Kohen to look at this woman because it might come the day here. But says that Rizal, says the Michas HaLuzer, he says, it can't be. Dehine be'emes lo yitochen loymar, de b'mokam ha'koydesh, gavra boyu letkunei nafshe. It can't be that in a mokam ha'koydesh, where a person is coming to be misakin his nefesh, how could it be that in a place like that the Yetzahara would be shoylet? B'makom hakodesh hashrois hashchino yisparach shamay. For a nechosh lekilka verhur the kohen, it can't be. He says this whole inyan is a tamir to me. So it says in Mechasuz, what's pshat? That Rizal said that. That Rizal just meant that if there's going to be someone who's in the makom hamikdash and he's not going to chap exactly in his mind, he's not going to realize the Yetzahara is not shoylet. The optics are just not good. But you want to know if it's we're really, really worried that a hearer is going to come. You don't have to be concerned the hearer is going to come. There's no way in the world that a hearer is going to come. Now, in the course of this piece, Zakhtam Chasluza, I the Gemara and Saita, for example, Dav Ches, where the Gemara says, Machlokes Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim, could we tear her clothing? Could we not tear her clothing? Are we worried about her?
Says Mechasaluza, the chash over there is that after she leaves the Azara, after the Kayanim leave the Azara, maybe then they're going to come leave there here. But in the Machim HaMikdash, the Yitzahara is not Shoilet. And there's never a chash that a person is going to do an Avera when he's in the Machim HaMikdash. But Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush. I found that Hagoyin Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer Shlita, this is in the Sefer Menucha Shalom, it's in Chelik Yud Beis, it's Simen Chavtas. The name of the Simen is Be'inyin Ein Yitzahara Shoilet B'Mikdash. So he has an arichlas on this Indian. Is the Yitzhahara Shoilet in the Makom HaMikdash? So he does not bring the tshuva from the Michas Aluza that we always quote, but he brings a different tshuva. He says he saw a Davar Chadash in the Sefer Shailas Tshuvas Tuv Tam Vedas, which was written by the great Reb Shloimeh Kluger. So this is in Madura Kama. It's tshuva kuf peites. So at the end of a tshuva, he's talking to the shayil, and he says, I want to tell you a chiddush that's negeya, this Indian that we're discussing, that I wrote in one of my svarim ala Torah. You know, Reb Shloimeh Kluger wrote many, many svarim. We have a whole rabbi on how many svarim Reb Shloimeh Kluger wrote. Roughly 200 svarim. The Welt says Kaminyan Shloimeh, but whatever it is, many, 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 many svarim. And Toich Dvarath, he says, that we know the Pasuk says in the beginning of Parashas Emor, that although a koyin is allowed to be metametis kroivim, loh yitamer, Rabbi Kiva says on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, it's a mitzvah. But at the same time, a koyin gadol not. The pasuk says regarding the koyin gadol, umin amikdash lo yetze, v'lo yichal leis mikdash alekav, ki neis Hashem en mishchas alekav olav, ani Hashem. So the koyin gadol, umin amikdash lo yetze, can't even leave the base amikdash. He's not allowed to be metamah. Says Reb Shloimeh Kluger, u'keis avar yosef ezez Hashem yizbarach. Kedai to hear his lashon. Dehine kol adam tzarich lekabel besimcha hayisurim. Every person has to be mekabel any yisurim that come his way besimcha. V'loy lahar achem yidoysev yisbarach, and not chalila to be mahar achem yidoysev shal kadosh baruch hu. Umiyu stam adam eni yachal lame b'zeh. It's very difficult for an ordinary person, for a pashut yid, to be oimid on this. Ach hakoyin gadol shu mufchash be yisrael. But the koyin gadol that's mufchash be yisrael, who ra'oy v'chiyav loy sheyasekei. For him, it's not just a madrega. He's mechuyev to. Vim lo yasekein. Because if the Kohen Gadol, the leader of the Jewish people, is not going to be able to handle adversity, having mechal Hashem shemayim chas v'shalom, it's going to come out of chil Hashem. They're going to say, what? The Gadol Adar doesn't have a tochen? It's going to come out of chil Hashem. V'hine. Hakol goyer ma yetzahara. The emes is, if not for the yetzahara, if not for the baldover, every person will be able to be mechabal everything about hava. Because it's pashat. Narvas is da yetzahara. It's a sedrum Shloimeh Kluger. The Torah preempted this. Because b'makom hamikdash ain't a yetzahara shoylet. Because in the base of mikdash there's no yetzahara. To lo yigur charaksev. Ukmai shne amru b'medrash parashas vayetze breishas rabba ayin ches. Da afilu b'beis haknesses ain't a yetzahara shoylet. Mikolshkin b'beis hamikdash. V'lochein nesaloi lotzes min hamikdash. That's why the Torah said the Kohen Gadol shouldn't leave the base of mikdash. Why? Kishachas v'sholom yer lo davara. If he loses one of his loved ones. Ki b'mikdash in the base of mikdash yuchalam ibn asayin. Over there he'll be able to be ibn asayin. Shloi laharachim idois of yizbarach. Why? Because in the makom hamikdash there's no yetzahara shoylet. Avol chutz l'mikdash. But what happens if he leaves the base of mikdash? Chas v'sholom yifateno ayetzahara yoisef. There you have to be worried about the yetzahara. V'zeh shomer ha'pkosov. U'min hamikdash lo yetzeh v'lo yichalom. Don't leave the Beis HaMikdash. You know why? Because if you can leave the Beis HaMikdash, who knows that the Yetzer is not going to get the better of you, and then you're going to start being Maharach Midosef Shekolosh Baruch Hu, and you know what's going to happen? It's going to come Echel Hashem. Because you're Shemet Aleikav. You have to realize you're walking out with a crown. You have the Shemet Aleikav Al Roishcho. V'roi loy lahamin ki ani Hashem amoyer al toiv v'rachamim. U'mechuyev loy mer ki akol toiv. Chutz l'mikdash uloy layasakeh. Therefore, you can't leave the Beis HaMikdash. So Yaakov Chaim Sofer brings this beautiful marumakim, this mitziah that he saw in a tshuva from Rabbi Shloimeh Kluger, Tumf Dam Vadas. But he asks the question that I think everybody was thinking, at the very least subconsciously, since we started mentioning this raid by clearly 7.5 years ago. And that is that, how could you say there's no Yetzirah in the Beis HaMikdash? Menashe put a tzelem in the Beis HaMikdash. He had all the tzedukim during Bayesheni, that we're doing terrible things in the Beis HaMikdash. There's a real life story, Yuma Daf Yotes, where the Gemara says that one of the tzedukim was makta the k'toiris, and then he got kicked by a malach. You have the story where they're running up the ramp, and one person shechts the other person, and with an incredible bekias, he brings so many chazal, some of them are famous, others not nearly as famous, and he blibes tzorich here. He says that it's a beautiful hergish, Reb Shloimeh Kluger, we always say it over from the Michas HaLuzer, but at the end of the day, it's Tzorich Talmud, because you do find that there were averus that took place in the Beis HaMikdash, Ula Yesh Liyashe, but we're going to save that already for another day. So